What is your most important goal if elected?
Well, my priority for the schools is to have county-wide pre-K. That is one of the most profound things I can see happening, simply because data proves that if children get into pre-K, they tend not to drop out. They stay there through graduation. Not only do they stay through graduation, they go on to have advanced education. Not only do they get advanced education, because they're now prepared for jobs, they get productive employment, and they become productive citizens. And that's what we need. And the only way we can get to that level is to start at the beginning, and that's with pre-K. People talk about the pipeline, school-to-prison pipeline. We can stop that. If we would take that money, spend it up front, and have county-wide pre-K, that's what we need. That's what's going to make a difference. You can't wait until they get there to get them ready. We've got to get them ready before they get there. And it has to be available to all children. And presently, it's not available to all.
And how would you fund that?
Well, I'll say this. Presently, we are in partnership with the CDC Center, UPC, and they're taking some of the children. And if you recall, they are now investing, oh gosh, a huge amount of money to rehab J.C. Rowe to make it a long-term suspension center. Why could we not take that same amount of money, rehab that same school, and make it a pre-K center?
How do you propose improving the performance of New Hanover County's magnet schools?
First of all, we do have programs that we can include in our school systems, magnet schools. Then there are other avenues, partnerships that we can develop with companies right here, because we don't need to be magnet in name only. We need to be productive in each one of those schools. We need to invest in our teachers. We need to compensate them for what they do. And that requires some really creative and analytical thinking on the part of the board and the community. We have to join forces. It's a we thing with them. If we have to do something different, and I can't tell you what all the different things are, but I know they're out there, that we can do to enhance the productivity of the children in that school. And I am willing to go to the drawing board to sit down with the community and the board to see what we can do, because something has to happen.
Okay. According to a study by UNC, 91% of minority communities in New Hanover County have a high-poverty elementary school as their closest school. Do neighborhood schools contribute to that, and what do you think about neighborhood schools?
Neighborhood schools are fine if we do what needs to be done in the neighborhood schools. But because of the location of the neighborhood schools, these places where other folk could go that are borderline poverty or even in poverty, they don't have a choice. They have to live where they live because they cannot live in other places. It's not affordable. So we as a board need to rethink what we're calling neighborhood schools. Is it really a neighborhood school? Or are we feeding into segregation again?
So are you suggesting redistricting those schools?
Redistricting could be an answer, but I also believe that there are other answers. But if we have to redistrict, then why not?
So what is your stance on charter schools? What's their function in the school district?
Charter schools have their place, but the one thing that we have to remember as a community, that whatever funding comes into the community, it has to be divided equally with the charter schools. The major difference, charters do not have to adhere to the same system that public schools. They can make their own rules. And so we are not comparing apples to apples, because they can do their own thing and we have to follow, the public schools have to follow state guidelines. but we get the same money and it has to be divided.
So what can the Board of Education do to improve graduation rates, as well as increase the number of students going on to college or a technical school? And how can the school board prepare children to not only graduate, but find a well-paying job?
Well, we're going to have to go back to what I just said. We're going to have to start at the very beginning. We're going to have to get children ready to come to school. Then once we get them there, we're going to have to find a way to keep them engaged and involved. Not every child wants to go to college. We have Cape Fear here. We have early college. They get a number of choices. So we're going to have to invest in finding out where that child is most productive. If they are ready to go on to college, then good. But then if we have the vocational schools, they still have an occupation. I had a plumber to come to, no, someone to repair my refrigerator. $226, and he only stayed 30 minutes. So that's a good paying job. So there are other jobs out there other than college prepared jobs, but we must prepare our children for the other jobs. We're always going to need cosmetologists. We're always going to need folks to repair appliances. We're always going to need people for air conditioning, heating. These are things that we're always going to need. So what are we doing to prepare children for those jobs? They're going to be there. They're going to be there.
So what is it that only you can bring to the Board of Education?
This is the one thing that I know that I bring. I bring a passion for children and them and their learning. I just see myself as someone who is motivated to get them to where they need to be. I intend to do everything that I can to prepare children for this society that we live in. And it's not a local thing like it used to be once upon a time. It's global. So that's my strength, that I am passionate enough about that this is not my first time running for school board or my second time. This is my third time. So I don't give up on the children. And I want them to see that as a positive role model, that I don't quit on them. I'm here for them, and I will be. Even if I don't win, I'm still here for them. I'll still continue to train the foster parents to help children in the community. I'll still invest in the community. I will not.
Many of the high schools throughout New Hanover County are overcrowded. How would you address this issue?
Well, one of the things that we have schools that are underfilled. So we're going to have to look at lines. That's another option. And we're going to have to look at the potential possibility, again, of building another high school. And I say this again, we are investing in a long-term suspension school. Why couldn't that be a preschool? Why couldn't that be a high school? Why couldn't that be a middle school, since we're overcrowded anyway? Let's make the special needs, and it is more important to us to meet those needs right now, because we're going to see these children again. If they're not prepared, they don't leave, they stay. And we're going to invest in the penal system, which probably averages somewhere around $45,000 per person. But if we invest in these things right now, spending perhaps 10, then we're going to get more bang for the buck. We're going to have a community and a society that is productive.
Thank you so much for coming in and speaking with me today.
And thank you for the invitation. I certainly did appreciate it.